Part 1. The Impact of Attitude. Chapter 1. How does attitude impact leadership? Attitude is always a player on your team. Growing up, I loved basketball. It all started for me in the fourth grade when I saw a high school basketball game for the first time. I was captivated. After that, I could usually be found practicing my shooting and playing pickup games on my small court at home. By the time I got to high school, I had become a pretty good player. I started on the junior varsity team as a freshman, and when I was a sophomore, our JV team had a 15-3 record, which was better than that of the varsity. We were proud of our performance. Maybe a little too proud. The next year, critics who followed high school basketball in Ohio thought our team had a chance to win the state championship in our division. I guess they looked at the players who would return as seniors from the previous year's varsity team, saw the talent that would be moving up from the JV, and figured we would be a powerhouse. And we did have a lot of talent. How many high school teams in the late 1960s could say that all but a couple of players on the team could dunk the ball? But the season turned out far different from everyone's expectations. From bad to worse. From the beginning of the season, the team suffered problems. There were two of us juniors on the varsity who had the talent to start for the team. John Thomas, who was the team's best rebounder, and me, the best shooting guard. We thought playing time should be based strictly on ability, and we figured we deserved our place on the team. The seniors, who had taken a back seat to the previous year's seniors, thought we should be made to pay our dues and wait on the bench. What began as a rivalry between the JV and the varsity the year before turned into a war between the juniors and the seniors. When we scrimmaged at practice, it was the juniors against the seniors. In games, the seniors wouldn't pass to the juniors and vice versa. The battles became so fierce that before long the juniors and the seniors wouldn't even work together on the court during games. Our coach, Don Neff, had to platoon us. The seniors would start, and when a substitution became necessary, he'd put not one, but five juniors in the game. We became two teams on one roster. I don't remember exactly who started the rivalry that split our team, but I do remember that John Thomas and I embraced it early on. I've always been a leader, and I did my share of influencing other team members. Unfortunately, I have to confess that I led the juniors in the wrong direction. What started as a bad attitude and one or two players made a mess of the situation for everyone. By the time we were in the thick of our schedule, even the players who didn't want to take part...